This is episode 1011. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I hope all is well your way. And I want to welcome you to part two of our 7-part week-long series this week, which is focused on the heart-brain connection. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth. So you can really master that quality and bring it into your life. And in this week's series, you'll be guided using a technique by the Heart Math Institute. And this is a technique that they've done extensive research on as far as what helps you to cultivate that heart-brain connection. In particular, what brings out those heart-focused qualities, love, gratitude, and compassion that can benefit you in so many amazing ways, such as helping to increase immune response, cardiovascular health, hormones that are associated with youth, and extraordinary states of intuition and clarity for learning. So who wouldn't want those qualities? And the best part is that the Heart Math Institute claims that you can experience this beautiful heart connection in as little as 3 minutes of consistently doing a technique that's very simple to do, that we essentially do when we meditate together. Now, you might be getting ready to sit down and meditate, and that's fantastic. Or you might be listening to this as you do other errands or as you're getting ready to drift off to sleep. And that is fine too. In this series, I'll be sharing this technique with you in each episode. So we're going to explore it every single day together for a week. Now, many people at the Heart Math Institute and others who use this technique claim that they experience incredible gratitude and love in their life after they do this technique. They have more clarity, more focus. They feel more confident. So I encourage you to do this technique every day for a week. I always issue a weekly challenge. So that is your challenge for this week, to do this technique. And it is a technique that has one caveat, and that is that you do it for at least 3 minutes. That's not so hard because I know many of you meditate for much longer than that. But if you really haven't ever sat down to meditate, maybe you just listen to the techniques and do them as you go about your day, which you can absolutely do. That's why I share meditation techniques, because you can do them whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or you are going about your day. So you could do this technique in that way too. But if you could sit down and do it for at least 3 minutes, you may experience more profound benefits. So it's a simple technique. And what I want to do is, as you know, I like to share a different technique in each episode here on the podcast. And so for me to do the same meditation day in and day out for a week is not what I normally do, but what I want to do with this special, unique technique, because I really do believe that it's a fantastic technique and I highly recommend it for you. I am going to layer the techniques that I usually share with you, such as an affirmation on Monday. On Tuesday, I always share a breathing technique. On Wednesday, I always share a mudra. Thursday, it's a chakra. Friday, I always share an herb with you that can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. And I also layer the meditation techniques we've explored throughout the week in Friday's meditation. And then on Saturday, the final day of each series, I share a walking meditation with you. So I'll still be doing those same techniques, but we'll have as the focus this heart connection meditation. So that is your challenge this week. Well, the technique that we explore every Monday, you might be listening to this on another day besides Monday, and that's fine too. These meditations don't follow any sequence. Really, they're all about the technique that I share in each episode. Well, for today, as I mentioned, I'll be sharing an affirmation. So the affirmation is customized specifically for this heart connection. And the affirmation is, I send love and gratitude to those around me. So I'll guide you in a round of this affirmation, and then I'll guide you getting you started on the technique by the HeartMath Institute, the Heart Connection Meditation Technique. And you take this into your meditation and into your day. And make sure you do it for at least 3 minutes. So I hope that sounds good to you. I'm excited to share this with you. So now, go ahead and get yourself all settled in. Straighten your spine if you're sitting up straight. This helps to keep you nice and alert. Close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated. If you keep them elevated to the point between your eyebrows, this is often referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. When you keep your eyes just slightly uplifted, not in a forced way, just gently uplifted, this keeps your thoughts uplifted. All these little tweaks do make a big difference when you're meditating. So now, with your spine straight and your eyes gently uplifted, go ahead and repeat the affirmation out loud a few times, really engaging your voice. This helps you to wake up your whole system. It energizes you and brings your affirmation to life. And then if you could repeat it in your natural speaking voice a few times, and then you can repeat it in a whisper, and then you could repeat it mentally. At all these different levels, you tap into your consciousness on all these different levels, and the affirmation really has a way of influencing your thoughts much more deeply than if you just randomly kind of repeat it. So go ahead and repeat your affirmation. So I send love and gratitude to those around me. I send love and gratitude to those around me. I send love and gratitude to those around me. Focusing on your heart connection. And then you could repeat the affirmation several more ways, silently in a whisper, as I mentioned. And then you'll lead yourself into the HeartMath Institute Heart Connection Meditation. And to do it, you're going to inhale and exhale gently for 5 to 6 rounds, calming your body and mind with your breath. going to visualize someone you love or something you love. Maybe a symbol or some object, even a location or a place you love. Visualize it. Feel in your heart this tenderness, this love and gratitude. And continue this meditation for at least 3 minutes, experiencing this love, this gratitude, focusing on your heart connection. And before you end your meditation, send out your love and gratitude all around you. We'll be doing this every day for a week together. Notice how you feel. You could write it down in a journal. And if you'd like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation with me every day, a brand new one, if you want to go deeper into your meditations or even learn how to meditate, you can find those at my website, at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there I release a brand new meditation every day, and you get access to over 1,000 meditations there. You get a journal customized for the weekly series, and you also get a slowdown guide with all the day's techniques organized nicely for you, so you can refer to them, so you can remember what was the breathing technique, what was the affirmation. It's right there on the slowdown guide for you. You also get a Facebook group to connect with other meditators. And if you're still listening, I would so appreciate if you could leave a rating and review of this podcast. How I know how to make it better. And also, let me know how you're doing with the meditations. I would so appreciate it. It's over on iTunes. It takes about 2 minutes to do. And with that, I leave you for your meditation today. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.